الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Attar's 40 Hadith Part 3 Attar's Supplication O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet Attar's 40 Hadith Part 3 grant them the honor of proximity to your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in paradise. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Salat. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Whoever recites Salat upon me, it will reach me, and I will recite Salat, I supplicate for mercy upon him. Additionally, 10 good deeds will be recorded for him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has graciously written and shared blessed prophetic ahadith on various topics. These have been compiled and presented as booklets, Attar's 40 Hadith Part 1 and Part 2. This is Part 3 in this series. Where appropriate, explanations of some of these blessed ahadith have also been provided by the department, so that readers may more easily understand their meanings and context. This booklet features sacred ahadith written down by Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliya. These ahadith are presented here with formatting by the weekly booklet study department. Enter paradise through whichever door you wish. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Whoever preserves 40 ahadith for my ummah through which Allah Almighty grants them benefit, it will be said to him, Enter paradise through whichever gate you wish. In another blessed hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever preserves 40 ahadith about the religion for the purpose of conveying them to my ummah, Allah Almighty will raise him on the day of judgment as a scholar. On that day, I will intercede for him and bear witness in his favor. Why 40 ahadith? Sayyiduna Shaykh Al-Muhaddis Abdul Haq Al-Dehlvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, The noble scholars have stated that the meaning of the Prophet's saying is to convey 40 ahadith to others, even if one does not memorize them or fully understand their meanings. Inspired by this blessed hadith, many great scholars of the past compiled collections of Arba'een, 40 ahadith. With the hope of attaining the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and helping others do the same. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi humbly states about himself, This poor and insignificant servant has also compiled a collection of 40 ahadith. After serving and teaching the science of hadith, the very first compilation I was granted the ability to write was the Arba'een. May Allah Almighty, through His grace and mercy, make this booklet a means of forgiveness without account and the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for our spiritual guide, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, his noble parents, and all those who worked on this booklet. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Attar's 40 Hadith. Part 3. Number 1. فاطمة بدعة مني فمن أغضبها أغضبني. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Fatima is a part of me, so whoever angers her angers me. Commentary. Al-Hafiz Mulla Ali Al-Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, that is, Fatima is a piece of my flesh. Number 2. أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم declared, the most superior fasting after Ramadan is the fasting of the month of Allah, Al-Muharram. Commentary. Muharram is the first month of the new Islamic year, and this year's Ramadan has not yet arrived. Fasting in Muharram means that the new year is begun with one of the most virtuous of deeds. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, fasting is light. Therefore, when a person begins their year with light, they are likely to spend the rest of the year in that same light. Muharram has been referred to as the month of Allah, meaning it is the month of Allah's beloved ones, because whoever is devoted to Allah's servants becomes devoted to Allah Almighty. Worship is especially virtuous on days or during months in which significant events have occurred. Therefore, the 11th of Rabi al-Thani, the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, and the 27th of Rajab are considered blessed dates. Engaging in acts of worship such as fasting, voluntary prayers, and commemorating the blessed Mawlid on these days is highly commendable. Number 3. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَاعِقَهُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, he will not enter paradise whose neighbor is not safe from his harm. Commentary. Here the term neighbor may refer to both someone who lives next to you and someone who works or interacts with you regularly. It is essential to be mindful of the rights of each of them. Causing harm to them is even more forbidden and sinful than harming an ordinary Muslim. There are two meanings to the statement, he will not enter paradise. Number 1. If a person considers harming their neighbor to be permissible, despite knowing that Islamic law has declared it forbidden, such a person is a disbeliever, i.e. kafir, due to considering a forbidden act as lawful, and will never enter paradise. Number 2. If a person acknowledges that harming a neighbor is sinful but still commits the sin, they will not enter paradise at the time it is opened for the successful ones. Instead, they will be held back for a while. It is possible that they may be punished or that Allah Almighty may forgive them and admit them into paradise. Alternatively, they may not enter paradise alongside those who fulfill the rights of their neighbors, or they may be denied entry into that special part of paradise prepared specifically for those who honored the rights of their neighbors. Number 4. لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, do not express joy at your brother's misfortune, lest Allah have mercy on him and afflict you. Commentary. Al-Hafiz Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, do not rejoice over the religious, worldly or financial misfortune of your enemy or Muslim brother. For it may be that due to considering yourself superior to the afflicted person, Allah Almighty shows mercy to him and disgraces you. Some commentaries mention he may grant him well-being and put you through a trial. Harmony in the home. Number 5. ثَلَاثَةٌ كُلُّهُمْ ذَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَرَجُلٌ دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ بِسَلَامٍ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remarked, There are three people, all of whom are guaranteed by Allah. One of them is a man who enters his house with salam. He is guaranteed by Allah. Commentary. It is also mentioned in commentary upon this narration that entering the home with salam leads to harmony within the household, blessings in sustenance, and the ability to perform righteous deeds. When a person enters their home and greets their family with salam, Allah Almighty grants them blessings and immense reward. It is also said that this means when one enters their home, they should not leave without necessity, so that they may remain safe from calamities and afflictions. Number 6. لَيْسَ مِنْ كُنَّ إِمْرَأَةٌ تَحَلَّ ذَهَبًا تُظْهِرُهُ إِلَّا عُذِّبَتْ بِهِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "There is no woman amongst you who adorns herself with gold and displays it, except that she will be punished because of it." Commentary. Meaning, she displays it to non-mahram men, those with whom marriage is not permanently forbidden, showing off her beauty and jewelry to others, either to attract attention out of pride and arrogance, or to boastfully show it to poor women in a way that causes them grief. Number 7. النَّظَرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ عَلِيٍّ عِبَادَةٌ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "Looking at the face of Ali is an act of worship." Number 8. الدُّعَاءُ سِلَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised, "Supplication is the weapon of the believer." Commentary. A believer repels and treats his afflictions through supplication, just as one repels an enemy with a weapon. There are three scenarios between a believer's supplication and affliction. Number 1. The supplication is stronger than the affliction, so it removes the affliction. Number 2. The supplication is weaker than the affliction. The affliction reaches the person, but the blessing of the supplication reduces its severity. Number 3. The supplication and the affliction struggle against each other, each preventing the other from prevailing. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam likened supplication to a weapon, indicating that the benefit of a weapon is not merely in its sharpness, but also in its efficacy and the skill of the one wielding it. When the weapon is complete, without defect, wielded by a strong person, and there is no obstacle, it overcomes the enemy. But if any one of these elements is missing, its efficacy is reduced. Similarly, if the one supplicating does not do so with full attention, or if there is an obstacle to its acceptance, the effect of the supplication does not manifest. And if the supplication itself is flawed, or the supplicant lacks focus, or there is some barrier to acceptance, the impact of the supplication is not manifested. Number 9. كل الذنوب يؤخر الله ما شاء منها إلى يوم القيامة إلا عقوق الوالدين فإن الله تعالى يعجله لصاحبه في الحياة قبل الممات. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم explained, "All sins, Allah delays whatever He wills of them until the day of judgment, except disobedience to parents. Indeed, Allah Most High hastens its punishment for the one who commits it during life before death." Commentary. Al-Hafiz Mullah Ali Al-Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, "The punishment for one who is disobedient to their parents is not delayed until the day of judgment. Rather, it may mean that punishment is given during the person's own lifetime or during the lifetime of the parents, even before death. Number 10. من أنفق زوجا من ماله في سبيل الله دعته خزنة الجنة يا مسلم هذا خير هلم إليه. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, whoever spends a pair from his wealth in the path of Allah, the gatekeepers of paradise will call out to him, O Muslim, this is good, come towards it. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, it is better when giving charity to give in pairs, as mentioned in the hadith. For example, 2 coins of gold, 2 pieces of bread. The earth filled with gold. Number 11. لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوف ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, if a man were to fast one day voluntarily and were then given gold equal to the fill of the earth, it would still not fully repay the reward of that fast before the day of judgment. Number 12. إِذَا صَلَّى ثُمَّ جَلَسَ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ الَّذِي صَلَّى فِيهِ لَمْ تَزِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثْ أَوْ يَقُمْ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a person offers prayer and then sits in the place where he prayed, the angels continue to supplicate for his forgiveness as long as he does not break his ablution or stand. Deprived of forgiveness. Number 13. تعرض الأعمال على الله عز وجل يوم الاثنين والخميس فيغفر الله إلا ما كان من مشاحنين أو قاطع رحم. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, deeds are presented to Allah on Mondays and Thursdays, and Allah forgives all except those who harbor hatred against each other or severe family ties. Commentary, Imam Al-Halimi Al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, the angels who record deeds keep changing. One group of angels remains from Monday to Thursday, then ascends to the heavens. Another group stays from Thursday to Monday, and then they too ascend. Whenever a group ascends to its station in the heavens, they read the record of deeds they have written. This is how the presentation of deeds occurs in the court of Allah Almighty. Although Allah Almighty is free of need for their writing or reading, for He is the all-knowing of people's actions. Allah Almighty forgives the sins of the sinners. In this hadith, and the one mentioned earlier, the forgiveness refers to minor sins, not major ones, because repentance is necessary for the forgiveness of major sins. Number 14. Al-qahqahatu min ash-shaytani wat-tabassum min Allah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, loud laughter is from Satan and smiling is from Allah. Definition of smiling and laughing. Tabassum, smiling in such a way that only the teeth are visible and no sound is produced. Kahkaha, laughing loudly with an open mouth, producing enough sound that others can hear. Commentary. Satan loves loud laughter and incites people to it, whereas Allah Almighty loves smiling. Allah does not become displeased with the one who smiles, and smiling is the way of the noble prophets, alayhimus salatu was salam. Pardon for sins is attained. Number 15. مَنْ تَعَلَى عَبْدٌ قَطُّ وَلَا تَخَفَّفَ وَلَا لَبِثَ ثَوْبًا لِيَغْضُوَ فِي طَلَبِ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ ذُنُوبَهُ حَيْثُ يَخْطُو عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned, whenever a servant puts on shoes or leather socks or wears a garment to go out in pursuit of knowledge, Allah forgives his sins from the moment he steps over the threshold of his door. Number 16. Man arada amran fashawara fihim ra'an musliman waffaqahu Allahu li arshadi umurihi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam declared, whoever intends to do something and consults a Muslim about it, Allah grants him success to the best course in his affairs. Number 17. Inna Allah la yadfa'u bil muslimi salihi an mi'ati ahli baytin min jiranihi al-bala'a. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, indeed, Allah repels calamities from 100 households amongst a righteous Muslim's neighbors because of him. Commentary: due to the status of his righteous servant in his court or his supplication, Allah Almighty removes calamities. The number 100 mentioned is to express abundance, not to set a fixed limit, because the number of neighbors traditionally considered is 40 houses in each direction, which exceeds 100. At another place, it is stated that Allah Almighty removes afflictions from those who do not engage in His remembrance due to the blessings of those who do, and likewise from those who do not pray or fast due to the blessings of those who do. Number 18. أكرم الخبز فإنه من بركات السماء والأرض من أكل ما سقط من السفرة غفر له. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised, honor bread, for indeed it is from the blessings of the heavens and the earth. Whoever eats what has fallen from the dining mat, his sins will be forgiven. Commentary, meaning, Allah Almighty will pardon his minor sins and will not punish him. Number 19. مَنْ دَعَى رَجُلًا بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ لَعْنَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, whoever calls a person by a bad appellation other than his name, the angels curse him. Commentary, that is, calling someone by a bad name or a name they dislike causes the angels to send curses upon the one who does so, meaning they supplicate for that person to be distanced from the ranks of the righteous. However, there is no harm in calling someone using the term Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah. Number 20. أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ خِصَالِ ثَلَاثٍ حُبِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ وحب أهل بيته وعلى قراءة القرآن. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, train your children in three qualities: love for your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, love for his family, and reciting the Quran. Commentary: Imam Abdul Rauf al-Munawi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi states, due to the importance of these three qualities, they have been specifically mentioned. The meaning is that children should be habituated to these three traits so that they grow up with them and remain steadfast upon them. Moreover, the love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam refers to faith-based love, which is obligatory, as it encourages adherence to the religion. Number 21. مَنْ خَزَلَ لِسَانَهُ سَتَّرَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ كَفَّ غَضَبَهُ كَفَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَذَابَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ اعْتَذَرَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَبِلَ عُذْرَهُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, whoever guards his tongue, Allah will conceal his faults. Whoever restrains his anger, Allah will withhold his punishment from him on the Day of Judgment. And whoever seeks pardon from Allah Almighty, Allah will accept his excuse. Commentary. Whoever conceals the faults of others, Allah Almighty conceals his faults from people and the angels. Number 22. Akrimu ashabi fa innahum khiyarukum. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor my companions radiyallahu anhum, for indeed they are the best amongst you. Commentary. Approximately 400 years ago, the revered scholar Al-Hafiz Mulla Ali Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi stated, this noble statement is directed to the Ummah, that all the noble companions radiyallahu anhum should be honored. He further explained, those companions radiyallahu anhum who were blessed with the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam acquired knowledge and practice from him and received his training, such individuals surpassed even the angels. A single glance at the radiant countenance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam achieves what years of spiritual seclusion and worship cannot accomplish. No one can ever be equal to a companion. Who is a Sahabi? The esteemed scholar Imam Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi said, those fortunate individuals who met the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whilst in the state of faith and passed away upon faith are called Sahabi. Number 23. Inna Allah ta'ala yuhibbu ash-shaba at-ta'iba. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, indeed Allah Almighty loves the young person who repents. Commentary. This is because in youth desire dominates, intellect is weak, and the causes of sin are strong. Therefore, when a young person repents despite having the power to sin, Allah Almighty loves him. Number 24. Man baka min khashyati Allahi ghafara Allahu lahu. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, whoever weeps out of fear of Allah, Allah will forgive him. Imam Muhammad bin Allan al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, one should have such fear of Allah Almighty that it leads to obedience to his commands and refraining from evil. Whoever possesses such fear will not enter the fire of hell, because this is the promise of the most generous Lord. Number 25. As-sakha'u shajaratun fil jannati wa Uthman ibn Affan ghusnun min aghsaniha. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, generosity is a tree in paradise, and Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu is a branch from its branches. Number 26. La yara imra'un min akhihi sayyi'atan fayasturuha alayhi illa udkhila al-jannata. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, no person sees a fault in his brother and conceals it for him except that he will be admitted into paradise. Number 27. Man wulida lahu mawludun dhakarun fasammahu Muhammadan hubban li wa tabarrukan bi ismi. فَإِنَّهُ هُوَ مَوْلُودُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, whoever is blessed with a male child and names him Muhammad out of love for me and seeking blessing through my name, indeed he and his child will be in paradise. Number 28. إِذَا تَرَكَ الْعَبْدُ الدُّعَاءَ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ فإنه ينقطع عنه الرزق. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam informed, when a servant abandons praying for his parents, indeed his sustenance is cut off. The respected father of the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, praying for one's parents is an ancient tradition which has been practiced since the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Allah Almighty narrates the following from him. Rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya. O my Lord, forgive me and my parents. Number 29. Fi Rajabin yawmun wa laylatun. Man sama dhalika al-yawma wa qama tilka al-laylata kana kaman sama min ad-dahri 100 sanatin. وقام مئة سنة وهو لثلاث بقين من رجب. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, in the month of Rajab, there is a day and a night. Whoever fasts on that day and stands in prayer during that night, it is as if he fasted for 100 years and stood, i.e. worshipped for 100 years. It occurs when 3 days remain in Rajab, i.e. the 27th. Number 30. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُكَفِّرُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَطَايَاهُ كُلَّهَا بِحُمَّى لَيْلَةٍ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, indeed, Allah expiates all the sins of a believer through the fever of a single night. Number 31. لا يقبل الله عملا فيه مثقال حبة من خردل من رياء. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah does not accept any deed that contains even the weight of a mustard seed of ostentation. Number 32. والذي نفسي بيده إن في غبارها شفاء من كل داء. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, by him in whose power lies my soul, indeed in it, i.e. Medina's dust, there is a cure for every disease. Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu narrated that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was returning from the expedition of Tabuk, he met some of the noble companions radiyallahu anhum who had stayed behind from the expedition. As they approached, they caused dust to rise and a person covered his nose. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam removed the cloth from his nose and said, by him in whose power lies my soul, indeed in the dust of Medina is a cure for every disease. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam instructed some of the noble companions radiyallahu anhum to use the dust of Medina as a remedy for fever. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would not wipe away the dust of Medina from his blessed face, and he would also prevent the noble companions radiyallahu anhum from doing so. He would say, there is cure in the dust of Medina. Number 33. من قرأ سورة ياسين في ليلة الجمعة غفر له. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, whoever recites Surah Yasin on the night of Friday, he will be forgiven. Commentary, meaning his minor sins will be forgiven, whilst repentance is necessary for major sins. Number 34. تَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيتَانُ حَتَّى يُفْطِرُوا. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, the fish seek forgiveness for them, i.e. those fasting in Ramadan, until they open their fasts. Harm of ostentation. Number 35. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حرم الجنة على كل مراء. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah Almighty has forbidden paradise for every ostentatious person. Commentary. Imam Abdul Rauf al-Munawi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, meaning a Muslim who is ostentatious will not initially enter paradise. Definition of ostentation. To worship with any intention other than the pleasure of Allah Almighty. For example, to perform worship so that people become aware of it and as a result he gains wealth from them, receives praise, is considered a pious person or is given honor. One who commits ostentation is called mura'in, i.e. ostentatious. Virtue of illness. Number 36. Man marida laylatan fasabara wa radiya biha 'anillahi kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladathu ummuhu. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever falls ill for a single night and remains patient and is content with it being from Allah, he will emerge from his sins as on the day his mother gave birth to him. Number 37. فَإِنَّ مَرَضَ الْمُسْلِمِ يُذْهِبُ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَطَايَاهُ كَمَا تُذْهِبُ النَّارُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, indeed, Allah removes the sins of a Muslim by his illness, just as fire removes the impurities from iron and silver. Commentary. When a believing servant bears illness with patience and hopes for reward from Allah Almighty, he is granted this virtue. However, if a disbeliever falls ill or faces any hardship, he neither receives reward for it, nor are any of his deeds expiated. Indeed, through illnesses and similar trials, a believer is tested. Just as gold and silver are tested by being placed in fire, if the believing servant remains patient through such illnesses, his sins are removed. Just as gold and silver are purified of their impurities when they endure fire. Difference between youth and old age. Number 38. حفظ الغلام كالنكش في الحجر وحفظ الرجل بعدما كبر كالكتاب على الماء. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, memorization by a young boy is like engraving on stone, whilst memorization by a man after he has grown old is like writing on water. Commentary. Imam Abdul Rauf al-Munawi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi wrote, due to the weakening of senses in old age, what an elderly person memorizes does not remain firmly, just as writing on water does not last. On the other hand, a young child's cognitive ability, that is retention and understanding, is strong, so whatever he memorizes becomes deeply embedded in his mind, like a mark engraved on stone. Some people say, acquiring knowledge in childhood is like engraving on stone. Although intelligence increases with age, so does preoccupation in various tasks. Since children are free from responsibilities like work and earning, information enters their minds more swiftly and remains there for longer periods. Intimidation through glancing. Number 39. لا يحل لمسلم أن يشير إلى أخيه بنظرة تؤذيه. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, it is not permissible for a Muslim to gesture toward his brother with a glance that harms him. Commentary. Causing harm to a believer without lawful permission is forbidden. This noble hadith draws attention to the fact that if even looking at someone with a harmful gaze is prohibited, then actions that are more severe, such as insulting a Muslim or hitting him, are certainly worse. Number 40. من صلى ركعتين في خلاء لا يراه إلا الله والملائكة كتب له براءة من النار. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, whoever performs two units of prayer in solitude such that no one sees him except Allah and the angels, a declaration of freedom from the fire is written for him. Commentary. Imam Abdul Ra'uf al-Munawi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi states, such a person, i.e. the one who performs voluntary prayer in solitude, will be saved in the hereafter from the fire by which hypocrites are punished, or testimony will be presented for him that he is not a hypocrite. This is because when hypocrites stand for prayer, they do so with laziness and a dead heart. This narration is evidence of the virtue of voluntary prayer performed in solitude, hidden from people, as such prayer is more worthy of acceptance. Imam Ali bin Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Azizi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, it is possible that through the blessing of this voluntary prayer, Allah Almighty may grant the person the ability to repent sincerely, forgive his sins, and cause those who have claims against him to become pleased. Thus, the fire of hell will not touch him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.